Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, January 7th, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. We have an amazing show lined up for you for the next 3 hours. And the reason I'm here is because Alex is on a plane headed to New York. He's going to appear on the CNN broadcast tonight. I think it's at, 8 o'clock? No, 9 Central, 8 Eastern, I think is what it is, right? Anyway, Alex is going to be there with Piers Morgan, so we'll see how that goes. So I'm here covering for Alex today, and he called me before the show with some somewhat disturbing news as well. He has been detained and nearly arrested at the Austin airport, and he's going to be uploading a video later that will explain what happened. And I'm not going to go into any details right now, but he was very angry about how he's being treated as an American citizen, just trying to, you know, get on an airplane. In any case, that's coming up later tonight. That'll probably make the InfoWars nightly news. But in the meantime, let's continue. We've got some great guests coming up for you today. We've got Mark Baker from BakersGreenAcres.com. joining us at the bottom of this hour with an update on how the state of Michigan has been forcing farmers there to shoot their own pigs. And now an economic embargo of sorts has been enacted against Mark Baker and other farmers there. It's an all-out economic warfare against American patriots, okay? So anybody who tries to grow their own food, who tries to farm, who tries to exercise any kind of freedom whatsoever, whether it's free speech, food freedom, medical freedom, health freedom, you name it, they're all being assaulted, attacked at every angle imaginable. It's on. The war is on against the American patriots, and Mark Baker will be joining us with some more details on what's going on there. Also, in the next hour, we've got John Rappaport joining us with some breaking realizations about psychiatric drugs and how now these could be used. You see, there's the government has a record of prescription drugs. Who's been prescribed all of these? It's a patient database of prescription records. And this database not only has your name in it, but also what you've been prescribed. So if you're taking antidepressant drugs, if you're taking mind-altering psychiatric drugs, if your children are taking drugs for ADHD or depression or anything, this is all being recorded by the government. And now that we've got new gun control, a new push, of course, happening in the Senate, thanks to people like Feinstein, your prescription drug records could be used to deny you your constitutional rights. All they have to do is claim that everyone who's taking antidepressant drugs is now, quote, mentally unfit to own a firearm, or to even perhaps invoke their Fifth Amendment rights or their First Amendment rights. Or basically, they can just say, if you're taking these drugs, the Bill of Rights no longer applies to you. That's what they can say. So that is a very worrisome realization and a possible development in this gun control issue. And John Rappaport will be joining us to go over that. We've also got Richard Pearson popping in the next hour. He is the head of the Illinois State Rifle Association that just narrowly defeated yet another sneak attack gun control bill last night. Yeah, they're trying it at all hours now. It's like, I guess these lawmakers are staying up until 3 in the morning on a Sunday night to try to sneak a bill through that is completely unconstitutional, that would criminalize all citizens of Illinois who own firearms. It would criminalize the farmers and the ranchers and everyone in that state who legally owns firearms. But that bill was narrowly defeated last night. We'll get an update on that issue in the next hour. So stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. All of that and much more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are live on this Monday, January 7th, yes, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones, who right now is on an airplane headed to New York to be on CNN tonight, the Piers Morgan show. Apparently, Alex is going to be there live sitting with Mr. Morgan, Mr. Redcoat Morgan, the guy that... That is a big, big successful petition calling for Morgan to be detained and kicked out of the country. That's a pretty good petition. But anyway, Alex is going to be sitting in there with him to have something that I'm sure will be a very mild conversation. And Alex, and by the way, that's going to be aired at, I think, let's see, let me get this right, 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. So I guess that makes it 6 p.m. Pacific, right? Did I get that right? I can do math today. What a wonderful Monday. yeah, normally the math doesn't work till Tuesdays, right? Okay, so we have a lot of news coming up today. Obviously, the attack is on at every level, at every angle, on all Americans who believe in the Bill of Rights, who believe in the Second Amendment especially. And we've got a number of guests coming on today. And let me give you the rundown of what you're going to hear here for the next 3 hours. This is going to be an amazingly hard-hitting show. At the bottom of this hour, we've got Mark Baker coming on from Baker's Green Acres talking about the state of Michigan and how they are now putting a kind of economic embargo on home small farmers who are trying to have a small family farm raising heirloom pigs, basically, and are being shut down by the state of Michigan. I know we've covered that issue before, but we have new information, new updates, and a worsening of the situation. So Mark will be here to give us that breakdown. Then the next hour, we've got John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com joining us to give us more details on some additional breaking realizations that we had about the psychiatric patient prescription drug list. Look, the government is running a surveillance database on all the drugs that you are prescribed and purchased from pharmacies. That database could be turned into a no-gun-buy database. They could just say, they could invoke this by executive order, as has been admitted. The Washington Post over the weekend ran a story saying Obama was looking at executive order to just mandate new gun restrictions. And one of those, this wasn't in the Washington Post article, but this is in our article at Natural News, and it's posted on Infowars.com this morning, shows that that drug database could be copied and pasted into the No Gun Buy database, which essentially is the FBI instant background check system, NICS, to deny people the right to buy firearms who have been on antidepressants. So that's coming up. That's a very big, important discussion, because it means that if you are taking psychiatric drugs, which includes antidepressants and other classes of prescribed pharmaceuticals, you could be denied your constitutional rights outside of law, just with a regulation. No, this would not even require senators or members of the House to vote for any new law. It wouldn't require anything at all. One stroke of the pen, or one stroke of the robotic pen from Obama, who doesn't even sign his own laws anymore, just has a robot do it. Hey, why not? Yeah, he's a puppet anyway. Just have a puppet sign it. Grab a puppet with a pen and sign the laws that way. All right, here's some other news. We've got welfare recipients. This is out of the New York Post. Welfare recipients take out cash at strip clubs, liquor stores, and X-rated shops. This was an exclusive story that broke on the New York Post over the weekend. And it turns out that if you track where these recipients are taking out their cash, they're taking out all their, you know, with their EBT cards, their government paid welfare cards. They're taking it out at porn shops, hookah parlors. Never heard that term before. A hookah parlor, and even strip clubs. Man, I must be out of the loop on that whole realm, because I've never even heard of a hookah parlor. Anyway, I have heard of strip clubs, so that's where they're taking out their money and using it. So this is your money, folks. This is your taxpayer money. When you go to work and you pay taxes, or they take it out, actually, they sort of confiscate taxes from you, and they're confiscating more now than ever before, thanks to the fiscal cliff negotiations. That money goes to these Obama-supporting EBT card owners who are using your money to get it on at X-rated porn shops and strip clubs. Oh, man, how insane has it become when our tax dollars go to fund the compassionate welfare of people who use your money to hire strippers and buy porn? Yeah, that's called welfare in the new United States of America. Enough on that. Let's move on. Large cities all over America are degenerating into gang-infested war zones. This is by Michael Snyder at Economic Collapse, and it's posted on Infowars.com as well. And in this article, he looks at the large cities and how they're breaking down into total criminal gang-infested chaos. And there was a story posted on Drudge over the weekend where a woman in Detroit called 911, reported that her car had been stolen, and a firearm inside the car had obviously been stolen with the car, and the police or 911 told her, call back later. Call back later. Yeah. Welcome to the suicide hotline. Please hold. It's like, forget about police in Detroit now. Didn't the police of Detroit even announce a few weeks ago for people not to even enter the city? Because if you dial 911, we can't help you. We can't even help you. You know, this reminds me of the movie RoboCop. Remember that? The original RoboCop movie from the 1980s? You got to go back and watch RoboCop because that was based in Detroit. And in the movie, the city of Detroit had degenerated into a total corporate gang crime zone where the corporations were running the drugs. Ah, guess what's happened today? Exactly like that. The commercials in that movie, RoboCop, were so ridiculous then, they seemed outlandish, and today they are true. It's that movie was, it really foreshadowed the future. And this is happening in cities all across the country, East St. Louis, Detroit, L.A., East L.A., you name it, it is all degenerating. But look, you can't blame the police on this because the men and women in blue who are out there trying to do their jobs, and I know this because I've worked with these cops firsthand, they are trying to do their jobs. They are ridiculously underfunded. They are not given even enough money to buy the ammo that they need to police their local cities. They're denied their own gear in many cases. When I was working with the police in Arizona, we were raising money so they could buy their own bulletproof vest because the PD there didn't even give them bulletproof vests. Imagine being a cop and having to buy your own vest. It's ridiculous. But this is true. So as a result of the cuts, as a result of the insanity, the cops are being downsized everywhere, and, of course, the gangs are running completely out of control. Now, here's another great article that I saw over the weekend from WorldNet Daily by the managing editor of WorldNet Daily, David Kapilian. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Kapilian. This is a great story, the giant gaping hole in Sandy Hook reporting. And in the story that's up at WorldNetDaily.com, WND, he covers the mainstream media, their refusal to cover the psychiatric drugs and their links to violent shooting and suicides. And he runs down what we've been reporting on for years at Natural News, which is the link between psych drugs and violent shootings. If you go back to Columbine, those kids that shot up their classmates and shot up their school, they were taking antidepressant drugs. If you run down the whole list, most school shootings and most violent outbursts, even in the military violence that's happened, you know, what was the shooting at Fort Hood? That guy was under psychiatric care. All of these people are under psychiatric care. You look at Aurora, Colorado. You look at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, the recent situation. That guy was on psychiatric drugs. It is the link that the media refuses to report. They want to focus on, oh, the guns are bad. They don't want to tell you that the guy left his AR-15 rifle in the car. He didn't even bring it into the school. They don't want to tell you that he was on psych drugs. They don't want to tell you that all these people are Satan worshipers, that they're all these goth-like characters who literally love the devil, love Satan, or think they do. They probably never even, they don't even know what they're really dealing with. But they think they love Satan, and so they engage in this kind of behavior. In any case, check out that article at world.daily, WND.com. Good article. Next item, this is up at Infowars.com by Mark Slavo at shtfplan.com. America's biggest killers, the chart anti-gunners don't want you to see. Alex covered this briefly in yesterday's article, but I want to make an addition to this chart. This chart shows the 10 biggest killers in the United States. And at the top of the chart is tobacco use at 529,000 deaths per annum. And underneath that is medical errors at 195,000 deaths, and it goes on down the chart, and guns or firearm homicides are at the very bottom of the chart. Underneath falls, unintentional falls, people falling and dying, motor vehicle accidents are 300% larger than firearm homicides. Alcohol abuse is almost 10 times higher in terms of deaths than firearm homicides. Unintentional injuries also 12 times higher, and so on. And if you look at the firearm homicides, most of those are gang-related crimes where gangbangers are shooting up each other. It's not like they're actually going after just random people on the street. They're going after each other. So that chart, it needs an update. I've got new information to add to it. And I'll bring that to you when we return here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in for Alex today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market.
If you're just joining us, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in for Alex. He's on an airplane right this minute, headed to New York. He's going to be on the Piers Morgan Show live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can do the math on when that is in your local area. So that might be interesting. Covering other news, you know, the Orlando gun show sales. This was in Orlando, clickorlando.com over the weekend. Orlando gun show sales reached record. amidst the gun control debate. 8,000 people attended the first day of the gun show. Normally they probably get, 2,000 people. And 8,000 people, they had to turn people away and give them a credit to come back the next day because they couldn't fit all the people in there. And, of course, once they got there, all the guns were sold out. So it's like a gun show where you can't buy anything because it's all sold out. Actually, there were still some things for sale there. But gun dealers all across the country are completely wiped out of their supplies of firearms. This is continuing. The wait time is getting worse and worse. I've been talking to some of the gun distributors and dealers and manufacturers that I know personally, and they're telling me it's still on, man. It's still, people are buying like mad, and people are lining up, just handing them money, handing them, like, here's $3,000. Just take this $3,000. Find me a 308 battle rifle the first chance you get, and you just hold on to my money until that happens. That's what we're seeing now. It's like, put your money down now and hope. Hope and pray. That should be Obama's new slogan. Hope and pray that you can never buy a rifle again, because they've talked it up so much now. They've created a 1 year wait period without even having a law for it. They've wiped out the gun supply nationwide. And the reason that I'm kind of happy today. You know why I'm happy? I'm happy because Feinstein and the liberals have finally shown their cards. And I actually welcome Dianne Feinstein to amend her bill. Let's just make it, put everything in the bill that you really, really want, okay? Just put everything in there. Let's ban not just rifles, not just handguns and shotguns. Let's ban forks and spoons and knives, because, you could whack somebody in the temple with a spoon. That can hurt. We should just ban spoons and make people eat with sticks like they did in China. Just have Americans, all Americans, it's time for chopsticks. And you can't sharpen the chopsticks because those could be weapons of mass destruction. So everybody eat with chopsticks. And while we're at it, Senator Feinstein, why not just add into your bill that anyone who owns a gun can't have a website, can't have a First Amendment right, can't have a Second Amendment right, and that if you say anything against Obama, then let's say you shouldn't even have a Fifth Amendment right. In fact, all your Bill of Rights completely gone if you speak your mind. If you don't worship Feinstein and Obama, then you should be denied all of your rights. Let's just get it all out in there. And Feinstein's bill, by the way, banned grenade launchers on semi-auto rifles, as if you could just walk down to the gun store and buy a grenade launcher. Really? Is she so ignorant that she thinks that you can buy grenade launchers? In fact, the NRA even pointed out, why not just add to the bill banning particle beam weapons on your rifle? Yeah, particle beam weapons. And how about laser blasters? And why not handheld rifle-mounted tactical nukes out of Robert Heinlein's novel Starship Troopers? Let's just ban fully automated robotic body armor suits with self-seeking nuclear weapons and particle beams and laser blasters. Wonderful. We get sound effects today. Thank you, Feinstein, for painting such a wonderfully imaginative view of what America really needs today. I think we should get like Han Solo. Should get like the Han Solo character on the show to talk about his laser blasters, and then have Feinstein threaten to ban Han Solo. That's what we should do. No more Han Solo, no more laser blasters, and God forbid no lightsabers, because if you had a lightsaber, you could go into a school and just wreak havoc. So no more lightsabers, Dianne Feinstein. That's something we can support, banning lightsabers in the hands of the Jedi. All right, now getting back to reality here in the short time we have left. Sorry to get carried away, but it's so insane. All we can do is laugh at it at this point. It's so insane that you don't have a right to self-defense. You don't have a First Amendment. You don't even have the right to engage in commerce. Here's a story of a Bank of America freezing the deposits of a licensed gun manufacturer that was selling parts online. It's an economic embargo on top of the insanity. All right, stay with us. We've got guests and more news coming up. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster.
That was Han Solo there. A little quote you might have heard. What did he say? Your ancient arts and hocus pocus is no match for a good blaster or something? Anyway, that's one of my favorite lines from Star Wars. There are many. These are not the droids you're looking for. being another. All right. I'm geeking out here on the Alex Jones Show by quoting Star Wars. If it gets any worse, I'll start quoting Star Trek lines too. Well, let's move on. We've got a guest coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres. He is the small farm owner who has been just endlessly harassed by the state of Michigan and its DNR, the Department of Natural Resources there. Going to go to him in a second. But first, let me cover this. This has been reported in a website called ironicsurrealism.com. I'm not familiar with that site, but the Bank of America freezes licensed gun manufacturers' deposits, and this is the company called American Spirit Arms. At AmericanSpiritArms.com, the owner's name is Joe Sirachman. And he posted on Facebook that the Bank of America seized his deposits, his online retailing deposits, and that the manager in Bank of America told him that the reason they seized his funds was, quote, "We believe you should not be selling guns and parts on the internet." Wow. First of all, you can't sell guns on the internet, just for all the liberals that may be listening and don't know about FFL laws. You can't sell guns on the internet. You can accept a payment for a gun on the internet, but you can't deliver the gun to the person's house. You have to deliver it to a local dealer, obviously, where that person undergoes a background check and so on and so forth. FFL, Federal Firearms License. But the fact that this Bank of America representative reportedly said you shouldn't be selling gun parts on the internet either, well, there you go. It's all part of the economic embargo against actual Americans, against actual patriots. And another example of that economic embargo is happening right now against our friend Mark Baker from bakersgreenacres.com. And Mark joins us by phone to give us the latest breakdown of what's happening to him in Michigan. Mark, thank you for joining the show. How are you doing today, man?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Well, I'm flipping out. I'm just looking at all this news. It's so insane.
Yeah.
It's off the charts. And what you're experiencing is similar to it. Go ahead and give our audience, go back to the beginning, but keep it brief in case people aren't familiar with your story. Take us back to what happened in the beginning and then bring us up to date.
Okay. 1 year ago, we were told that the pigs that we raise are going to be considered illegal in the state of Michigan because they have one of nine characteristics that the Michigan Department of Natural Resources outlined in their declaratory ruling. The characteristics are as crazy as if a pig has a straight tail, it's illegal. If the pig has a curly tail, it's illegal. If the pig has a straight ear, it's illegal. Floppy ear, illegal. And then number nine is other characteristics not currently known.
So anything they just want to invent, basically.
Right, anything they want. And
wow.
So we were told that we had to depopulate our animals by April 1st of 2012.
And when you say depopulate, you mean kill them.
Kill them, push them in a hole. I'm former military, and I know that if I'm given an order that is illegal or unlawful, that is my duty to not carry that order out. So I chose to decline the order, and we leveled suit against the state for relief so we could go on and continue our business. The pigs that we raise are Mangalitsa and Mangalitsa hybrids, and we use a Russian boar cross. And they have some of the characteristics that the DNR has outlined. Anyway, we took them to court. It has dragged on. We still haven't argued the case in court, and it's on and on and on. Finally, the last shot across our bow was 2 weeks ago. We wanted to have some of our animals butchered through the USDA slaughter plant that we've used for 5 years. And the man that owns the plant says he wasn't able to because the USDA showed him pictures, and if our pigs had those characteristics, they couldn't go through his shop.
Wait a minute. So the order has come down from the USDA to all the pig processing plants, pork processing plants there, to deny any farmer, to deny service to any farmer that comes in with a pig that matches those pictures? Is it like a wanted by the FBI picture where they have floppy ears on there and curly tails? Is that what it?
You know, I wanted to get a copy of all of that stuff from the guy at the plant, but he's afraid of the USDA because they can shut him down. So I don't have any of that yet. Our lawyers are procuring that as we speak.
Wow. So I guess Porky the Pig is the new Al Qaeda. It's kind of. But this sounds like an economic embargo against you where they, like you said, you had used this plant before. They had processed some of your pigs before for years.
Yeah, 5 years we've used them.
And now they say, sorry.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get your pigs processed, which means you couldn't sell them.
Right, right. And if we can't sell the pigs, then we can't afford to feed the ones that are coming up, the younger ones. And so we were forced to make some decisions and
So the government has forced you to kill your own animals, which will hurt your future business, and they're denying you a source of revenue because
right.
because your pigs have a characteristic that they don't like.
That's it.
Like fur color. It's almost like skin color. It's like saying it's almost a kind of animal racism, you could say.
Well, it really is. They're saying that we have a problem with feral animals, and feralness is a behavior, right? And now they're saying that if my pigs are black, or they're black and white, or they're black and red, then they are more likely to be feral, so I have to get rid of them. And
wow.
the only carve out that they've given is the guys that raise pigs in confinement, and those are usually corporately held.
Yeah, like corporate feedlot operations.
Right. Right. So they're not affected by this at all.
Got it.
It's the family farm that's affected. And, you know, if your listeners were to call the Michigan DNR right now, they'd probably get a story like, oh, that doesn't apply to people that raise 4-H pigs. But then if you take the law that's sitting in front of me, it's the declaratory ruling that's available on our website if someone wants to download it, and you read it, and then you have some pigs in your backyard, and you look at them, you're going to say, well, by golly, my pigs do have floppy ears. That would make them illegal under the declaratory ruling.
It's the floppy ears law. But look, listeners, check out Mark Baker's website, bakersgreenacres.com. There are some great videos there that describe all of this in more detail. And if you're able, you may also wish to offer some small donations of support. Mark Baker and his attorneys are fighting against the highly oppressive Michigan government over this issue. What's the next step for your lawsuit, Mark? I know the courts have been denying you an actual trial, but what's the next step? You mentioned something happening maybe in June of this year. I mean, what's going on?
Right. The last step that we had, I mean, that will help put it in perspective. We filed a motion with the court and said that we believed that the declaratory ruling is vague, and therefore it's unconstitutional if it's vague, because if they're going to charge me with a felony for these pigs that I have, and that is what harboring an invasive species is punishable with, if they're going to charge me with a felony, then it cannot be vague. It has to be very to the point, very clear, so a person knows that they're breaking the law. And we felt as though the ninth characteristic, where it says other characteristics not currently known to the DNR, as a characteristic that could make me a felon, we felt that that was vague. And so we filed a motion with the court. The judge heard the motion. The judge said, I'll let you know in 30 days. 35 days come, and he says, no, I don't think it's vague. I think it's good. So now we have to go to court. And trying to schedule court is tough, and they're telling us we're not going to be able to get in until June.
All right, so he doesn't think that whatever we want to make up, that's not vague, huh? That's wild. That's kind of like the United Nations treaty, human rights treaty, that says something like, oh, yeah, you have all your rights unless it opposes whatever we want the UN to do.
Yeah.
Is it just a very general, vague statement that is kind of a blanket statement that nullifies everything else they just said? Well, let me ask you a bigger question here, Mark. Let's take your situation and expand it to the nation. So just as you have been denied your right to engage in farming, and your food freedoms have been taken away, and you used to be in the military, you served this country.
Right.
Now all Americans are being threatened with having their rights taken away by Dianne Feinstein, Obama, Biden, all the other gun grabbers who are suddenly saying, well, the Second Amendment doesn't apply, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply, we can just take these away from you because we want to.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what's happening in America as a whole today?
Well, did you ever see the movie Ants?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I think that's my feeling. I was at an event yesterday, and I looked out over the crowd, and I saw probably 300 men, you know, from ages, say, 20 to 60. And the nature of that event, I felt as though most of those men feel the same way that I do about our country and our freedoms. And we have a few people like Dianne Feinstein that are going to level some new law, you know, because there's been some tragedies in the country. I think it's about time the men get together and start saying, we're going to come to the table and offer you our suggestion of what things, of the way things ought to go. And that wouldn't be the first time that's been done in this country.
Well, and when you say come to the table and offer you our suggestion, I mean, wouldn't that suggestion be to basically have all of you gun grabbers arrested as traitors? I mean, isn't that what the Constitution really says?
Yeah, if I was one of those gun grabbers, I think that I'd be barring the door.
Good point. Hey, in fact, I've got an article that I'm going to read here. Not the whole thing, but I'm going to read this in the next segment. This is by Paul Howe from CombatShootingAndTactics.com. Paul Howe. He is an outstanding firearms instructor. You may know who he is, Mark.
I don't.
Well, he's an incredible tactical instructor. His article is entitled Second Amendment and the Kool-Aid Drinkers, and I'm going to go through some of the highlights of that. It's very powerful because he talks about... And he's not a radical guy or anything. He's a constitutional patriot, you know, very, very upstanding citizen. And he talks about like this, after the first few raids, he's talking about if gun confiscation is kicked off, the word would get out and Americans would start to fight back. It would only take one good ambush from a house or along a travel route to decimate a tactical force or make it combat ineffective. That seems to be what I'm hearing from more and more people, in fact.
Well, they have to get young men to perform these gun confiscations. And those men have lives. They only have one. They have families. They have, you know, things that they like to do on weekends. And, you know, they would be going into a very precarious situation. These are American citizens we're talking about here.
Yeah.
These are not Canadians, you know. This isn't Australia. This is the United States of America. I think they better rethink what they're talking about.
Well, I think we need more Americans to stand up like you have done. You refuse to lay down to the Michigan DNR, and you're fighting it. And that is the path to victory. The victory is within our reach. All we have to do is call their bluff and stand up to them. All these people that are calling for gun grabbing, they don't have experience in the field with firearms. They're hoping someone else will do it for them.
Oh, right.
You know, Senator Feinstein, she's not going to grab a gun and kick in your front door and throw a flashbang in there and say, I'm Feinstein, here to get your guns.
Yeah.
No, she's gonna try to recruit somebody else to do that. Although, it would be an interesting video if she actually tried to do that, but she's probably not.
No. She'll get some other American to do it, some 23-year-old kid that wants to be law enforcement. And, yeah, they don't do their own dirty work, that's for sure.
No, never, never. Even in war, they send somebody else's kids off to fight their wars, to fight and die in too many cases, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think this is all going, either, not just in Michigan, but where do you think it's all headed? Because, look, I think your issue that you're facing there, Mark, is just a symptom of America, the erosion of freedoms and liberties. It's all the same issue.
I agree, Mike. Like with the gun issue, they want to take everybody's gun because one nut did something crazy, right? It's the same thing with the pigs. They want to take the farmer's pigs because there are supposedly some feral pigs that are doing damage to golf courses. It's kind of the same thing.
Well, that's like saying that if somebody's bull gets loose and their bull runs around the golf course tearing up the golf course, which I'm sure a bull would have a wonderful time doing that, to say, well, now all bulls are going to be illegal or cows are going to be banned in Michigan. It's the same thing.
Sure, it's the same thing. Or if a dog bit somebody, let's do away with all dogs.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a felony to have a dog.
Yeah. So this thing with Americans picking up guns, that's a really hot topic. And I know I come in contact with a lot of people that talk about this, and I think that is the one issue that is really going to kick the can over. And we're coming to a showdown. There's no doubt about it. same thing with the pigs. We're coming to a showdown. Either we have the right to farm or we don't. But if they want to take that right away from us, somebody's got to come take it.
Well, Mark, I am confident. I'm absolutely confident. In fact, I have a great sense of optimism about all this over the last few days after really digging into this. The gun owners are going to win big time, big time, because the insanity has gotten so bad that it can't continue. I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but did you hear the story out of the New York Post that welfare recipients now are using their EBT cards, that's their government handout cards, at strip clubs, liquor stores, and X-rated shops? That's where they're using your tax money, Mark.
Well, yeah, and I don't like that too good.
Yeah, that's how insane it has become. But anyway, stay with us, Mark. We'll be right back.
All right.
After this break, more from Mark Baker here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in. Stay with us a lot straight ahead.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com and a frequent contributor to Infowars.com. Go to Infowars.com right now, by the way. A lot of news stories being posted there every morning. Excuse me. Every morning, Kurt Nimmo and Don are cranking away, and Paul Joseph Watson, of course, also working at the early hours of our morning in the U.S. He's based, obviously, in the U.K. A lot of great information there. I was just thinking, We need a new B, like a B movie called an Invasion of the Zombie Redcoats. Like, you know how they have all that zombie ammo out there now? Like Hornady and all these companies have zombie ammo, Zombie Max. And there's even a company that has a varmint round called, like, Zombageddon or something. It's really great. We should have a new B movie. The Zombie Redcoats try to take over Washington. And I'm not going to go into that too much more. Sorry, I get carried away. But let's go into this article before and ask for Mark Baker's feedback on it again. Mark Baker joins us with bakersgreenacres.com, and he, of course, has been threatened with felony crimes by the state of Michigan for raising pigs that he's been raising for many, many years. In fact, his family has been in the farming business for, I think, generations. Mark, we talked about what the reaction might be from Americans if there were a gun confiscation order, but I think people don't realize that if they turn in their guns, then they're going to lose all their other freedoms, such as farming freedom, as you're also experiencing now, but food freedom, medical freedom, freedom to say no to vaccines, all these other issues that people want to have a choice on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Mark?
That's the easy one for me. I'm a student of history, and I know that gun registration is always followed by gun confiscation. And when the people don't have guns, the people who do have guns can tell them to do whatever they want. So if your guns are being confiscated from you, you might as well get ready to get herded onto cattle cars next. Because they'll be able to do it to you.
Sure.
And you won't have any choice. You know, everybody knows that the right to own and bear arms is not about hunting or keeping the Indians out of the camp. It's really about the balance of powers. We're supposed to have federal troops, state troops, and then citizens' militia. That's how it's supposed to be set up. So that the citizens can come to the table and have some say in what's going to happen. You know, across the country. Right. Yeah. Now we've got the federal government, the state government telling us, the citizenry, this is how it's going to be.
Well, that's what's fascinating. You see, the gun-grabbing liberals, and I don't want to always use the term liberal in a negative connotation, but in this context it is, in the sense that they're so naive. They've apparently never studied history. They don't know that they, too, will be rounded up eventually or oppressed eventually. You see, they want to have the federal government take away the guns. But then they don't think about, well, what about the next election? What if there's another tyrant that gets the White House, even a Republican tyrant, let's say, who's worse than Obama, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush, or whatever? And that person uses the power that Obama took from the people to then commit genocide. See, the liberals don't think ahead. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of short-sightedness, but that's typical of what they do.
Yeah. Well, I guess foresight requires intelligence, and that's just asking too much. But Mark Baker, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Thank you. And go to bakersgreenacres.com to learn more about the fight that Mark Baker is having with the state of Michigan and their attempts to oppress farm freedom and food freedom right under our noses. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.